Weiter in Shas. We are in Shavua Staff Yud Beis. Picking up on Yud Alphan Beis by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines up from the bottom. Hey, Sevei. Right, so we said Rabba. It said that the basin goes, and he says by a carbon seabor, that it is, they do a Tanai. If it's going to be used or not going to be used, and if it's going to be posterity, that's why they're allowed to go ahead and redeem it, even though there's no mum. Fact the Gemara from our Mishnah, our very Mishnah, Esve, Amar lo l'Rabbi Shimon, ma she yikru ze bazeh, ma u she yikru ze bazeh. The Chacham said to Rabbi Shimon, what's the din? If you have different musafim, can they go and be mukrav one for the other? Like what we said, each one has its own thing it's coming to do. Can one be makir for another's? Amar lahu says, yeah, yikru, no problem. You're allowed to go ahead and use one musaf for another situation. Amar lo, hol v'ein kaparas and shava, hey, chen krev. I don't get it. If their kapar is not the same, then how can one do for the other? Amar lahem, kulam boyin l'chaper tumas miktash v'gadashav. In the chinami, that there's different styles of things that they're coming to mechaper for. You had a yediyah in the beginning and not at the end, or in the and not in the beginning, yes, at the end, or whatever it may be, but all of them are for tumas miktash v'gadashav. Therefore, they can go and they can sit in for the other. V'amai, well, one second, if Rabba is correct, then why is that the reason? Why did Rabbi Shimon say, oh yeah, because kulan boyin l'chaper tumas miktash v'gadashav, just say, lema leiv bezdin masna alayhen, that if it's not going to be used for one thing, then it'll be used for another thing. What do you have to say that all of them, the kapar, are shava? Rabbi Shimon comment, one second, you're talking about Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon leslay leiv bezdin masna alayhen, he doesn't hold of that concept. So you can't, he wouldn't be able to go, and obviously he's not able to answer that. D'yamar, Rav Idi bar Avin Amar Rav Amram Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, to meet in Shlot Zchul Tzibor. Let's say you have a carbon tumid that's not needed by the Tzibor. Deliver Rabbi Shimon, a Niftan Tzimim. Going to Rabbi Shimon, you're not able to redeem them if they do not have a mum. Deliver Chachamim, Niftan Tzimim. According to Chachamim, you're allowed to be put them even if they do not have a mum. So when Rabbi said his whole shtickle that about the making Tanai, not making Tanai, it's clear that he's saying it according to the Chachamim and not according to Rabbi Shimon. For like the Gemara of Rabbanan, the Pligia Lid Rabbi Shimon, Manin, who are the ones that are arguing with him? They say that you're not that you are allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to redeem them even though they're Tamim. Inema Rabbanan de Gitaris, if you want to say it's the Rabbanan of the Gitaris, Rashi says, Inema Lahu Rabbi Shimon, Leiv Bezdin Masna, Sheim Lo Yakriv, Beregel Zeh, Yukra Beregel Zeh, Velama Le Lishnuye, Shinuye Dechika, Kulan Boyin Lechaper. Remember, those are the ones who are, the ones that are, that we're referencing over here. That's when the Mishnah says that when you have the Gitaris that's left over at the end of the year, you can redeem it. Through the whole procedure we said, by giving the money to them, to deconsecrating and taking the money and reconsecrating. So then the leftover lambs would be able to be redeemed as well. So if you want to say that that's what we're talking about, beep, turn the page. Beep, turn the page. It'd be some out. Shiny Ketoris. You can't bring a riot from Ketoris because the lo bar re'iyahi, that's not something that can be left over to graze actually stove until it gets a mum. Maybe that's why they would allow the incest to be redeemed. But maybe they would agree with Rabbi Shimon that the leftover lambs, which can be left to graze, are not able to be redeemed as they are right now. The Rabbanan de Parah. Masha, we're talking about the Rabbanan of the Parah that we saw on Yirah from Rebeis. Right, what was their opinion? A Parah Duma that doesn't have a mum. You can redeem it to put a nicer one. Right, it must be because they say that the thing was done al Tanai. And therefore, they're going against Rav Shimon, who says that it wasn't done al Tanai. There's no difference. Dilma Shani Para, the Demei Karim says, well, maybe not. Maybe the Paradum is different because it's very expensive. And that's why they make it al Tanai. But it doesn't, it's not a Raya that they would go and make it Tanai to the regular Tamidin, which aren't so expensive. The Ella Rabbanan de Amrulo. It is the Chachamim Adav Bezim and Bez. They once to Rabbanan Rabbanon the Amrulo, right? It was responding to Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, right? Because they go and they hold according to Yehuda, then not all of the Seirim of Musafim are going to atone. They don't atone for the same Avera, right? So they hold that the Bezim makes a Tanai to the Kedusha of them, and they're the one, he's the one who argues. Rabbi Shimon says that you don't. Now, says the Gemara. Rav Gemara asks, who says that that's actually what was happening in the Mishnah? Mimai de Rabbi Yehuda, where do you know that this when the Chachamim speak up over there, they're talking in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, and this is what he was saying. How do you know that this is what was going on? What's the this? This is what he said to Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, and this is what Rabbi Yehuda would be telling Rabbi Shimon. Bishlam didi. Okay, that did make sense according to me. Da amina leiv beis and master aleim, because I hold that they do make a tenai, that if they're not used for what they're supposed to be used for, right, the serum, then they can be brought as another type of musaf. Amtu lahachi yikru. Because of this, they can be carvesized. You can bring them as a carbon for a different type of musaf if you don't need it. For its original purpose. But according to you, Rabbi Shimon, Damart Lo, you say they don't make such a Tanai, Mayikervu. Then why is it they're allowed to go ahead and be brought as a carbon? Why can it be brought as a carbon for something that wasn't originally designated for? Dilma, maybe that's not what it means at all. Dilma, Mayor, he. Maybe what the Chachamim is talking about is that against every mayor. He says in the Mishnah that all the Musafim are coming to Mechaper for the same Aveda. Right? Rashi says, Dilma Rabbi Meir Ka'amar La De Islay Kaparsan Shava Hach Kamar Le. And this is really what he was saying to him. Bishlom Didi, okay, your din makes sense according to me. I mean, they call the same Kaparsan Shava. Because I say that all of them bring a Musaf, they're doing the same Kapara, Mishum Hach Yikravu. Therefore, one can go and do for another, even though it's not designated for it. Eladidach, according to you, says that they're coming to be mechaper for different affairs, amayikervu. Then why would it be that you could actually go ahead and bring one for another? And if this is the way that we actually understand the Mishnah, then the Chachamim that are speaking up of here are not actually arguing with Rabbi Shimon that the kedusha of the karbanos are without any conditions over here. Therefore, we don't really know who the Tana who is that's arguing with Rabbi Shimon. So Ella, Rabbi Yochanan Gemara Gamrila. Rabbi Yochanan is a tradition. The Divrei Rabbi Shimon ain't Niftin. Divrei Chachamim Niftin. Look straight up. Rabbi Shimon, they say the Karbanos of the Talmid. You can't be put to them. And according to Chachamim, you can be put to them. So, we don't have any sort of Raya from a Mishnah or a Brisa. It's just this is a tradition he has. The Rabbi Shimon, the Leslie, leave bees in Masalim. And according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that they do not make a Tanai on these Karbanos, my other light. So what the heck are they going to do with these leftover Karbanos? You have the Karban Tamid. What are you going to do with them now? Because you have all of them. Rashi says, Latamid and Shlohut Chulutzi, but they weren't needed. Amavisa, Kamar Yochan, right? He says, give me potoms. So what do you do? Mikitzin, Mehen, Ezemis, Beach. It becomes the extra karbanos that are brought up on the mizbeach. Rashi explains what is this talking about. That is that mekitzin ben is a mizbeach. Kisha mizbeach batal when mizbeach is batal, meaning when there's no karbanos that are being brought over there. Makrivinos ola l'nedavas sibor. You go and you bring an ola karbanola for a nedava sibor. Kedesh min leder v'shem adav masisa gabisayir shelo karv bazei yikar bazei. You can do it here. You can do it here. B'shem time of the kula and boyin lechaper al tumas mikdash v'gadashav al ma'afag avdalav haynu. Dahi kapara gufa. This is not for its kapara, but given the sheikh of it makes us karev la hachanami, it's a sheikh a little bit that brings a carbon. So to hear, elush, the local azarch tamidin, lohizachu, it's run for the tamina, but you don't need them. So yikru le kate some isbech. It's like dessert for the isbech. Shreel Hashem olaho for shu. The kate's nami olaho. It's also an olah. Ola kamana. And I'm the base of farish, my old lushan kate. So explain what's that lushan. Therefore, since it's extra, it doesn't have to be brought as a carbon of a chiyuv, and we're doing it as an adava, as voluntarily, then it doesn't have to be of the same year, so it's not a problem. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Umode Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is mode, though, when it comes to B'se'ire Chatas, She'ein, that when it's a Sa'ir of a Chatas, that's left over at the end, She'ein Mekisin Begufan, that we're now allowed to go ahead and bring them up as extra stuff. Elabit the man, what do you have to do? It has to be only with its cash. Rashi says that Moda Rishimin Vish Seiri Chatos, Sheniknu Mitrumus Halishka, they're bought with the money from the Jews Halishka, Shoshanazu for 1 year, Vinitosaru, on the leftover, Kigon Sair Shosh Chodesh. Adar, you buy it for Rosh Chodesh Adar, Avada gets lost, Vinimsa Vinisan, you find it already in the next year, Nisan, Shenarori Lakarvo, the Camber Bonimor, Lachovas Sibor, Fare Hi Lakitsa Mizbeach, Modu Shen Makitsin Begufo, Likarv Hu Ola, Elabadamov, Shiyu, Ukashayumam, Yichubadamov, Ola the Ketzer Mizbeach. You can't now bring that for something else. It's a chatos. So you can't now suddenly give it as a Ketzer as an Ola. So you have to let it go and graze until it gets a mum, and then you go ahead and you sell it and you take the money with it. And then now you can use that money to buy a new one. You buy a new animal, you use it as an Ola for Ketzer Mizbeach. Why is that? What's the difference? It's just because Acha Hudimekar Ola Vashta Ola. In the case of the leftover animal, this lamb that we had to bring as a what we were bringing before for Rosh Chodesh, is an Ola, and now it's also brought as an Ola. Avil Hasam, but over the case of the Chatas, you're switching another one to make our Chatas Vashta Ola. Originally it was a Chatas, now it's an Ola, then we can't go and bring it right away itself as an Ola, because Gezerah La'acha Kapara Atur Lefnei Kapara, this is a Gezerah that one might bring this as La'acha Kapara Atu Lefnei Kapara. Rashi explains, I Machsheris Chatas Tzibor Likarev Ola La'achash and Ischapru Tzibor Ba'acher. If we allow you to go ahead and bring this now, this Chatas Tzibor as an Ola after you're already Mechupar, the Tzibor Mechupar with another one, and then they found it, V'nitan Zela Ketzos Be'ach, then Asilach Shuri Narmi La'ola Kodum Kapara Shestamu L'Shem Chatas. So you're going to end up going and bringing it even beforehand. And Lachshuri Nami La'ola is an Ola before you got a Kapara, because the Stama, it's done the same Chatas. Therefore, this the original Sayer can't be brought, it has to get a Mum, and then we go use the money, buy a new one, and bring it as an Ola. Amar Abaye, Zokta Hailiga Hailiga Abaye. Afanan Nami Tanina, we even have a Braisa that's going to explain this concept that a Chatas that's left over is never brought on the Zbech, right? And that was the statement that even Rabbi Shimon, even Kod Rabbi Shimon says the leftover Chatas can be brought as an Ola. We have a Braisa which backs this up. Par v'sar shom kibrum sh'avdu. Let's say the par and the sar of Yom Kippur gets lost. You go and you mafish instead, you know, other animals in order to go ahead and to take care of these karbanos. As well. All of them have to die. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amrim, Yerushay Stavu, V'yimachru, V'yipludim, Emla, Dava, Shein, Chata, Sibor, Mesa. You go and you allow them to go ahead and get a mum, and you could sell them and bring the stuff as an Ola, because the Chata, Sibor, Ein, Chata, Sibor, Mesa, the Chata, Sibor, doesn't die. V'amai, Frank Demar, now, if Rabbi Shimon holds that a leftover Chatas can be brought as an Ola, then why would he say that the original Chatas are sent to go get a mum? Nikravu inhu gufayu ola. Let the Chatas themselves be brought as an ola when you're not using the Mizbeach. And the Lashma Minah, Pasha, Gezer Lach Kabar, Otu Lufi Kabar, it's Gezer from before to after. That supports our Shul Ritzlik's din that we are going to tell you that even according to Rabbi Shimon, the left of a Chatas cannot be brought as an ola, even for the Tzibor. Hamarava Afanonami Tanina. Well, got a lot. It feels good to get backed up, right? Nice and validated over here. So I'll buy and back them up. And now Rava's going to back it up. Afanonami Tanina. We also learned this in a Mishnah that Kuntavi Shemin, the left of a Chatas, is not able to be brought. V'asheni Yire Achi Stoiv V'macher V'yipludam of the Dava. This is talking about when you have the two he-goats that were designated for Yom Kippur Chatas, the second one, the extra one, you let it to go and get a mum, and then you go and you sell it, and its money goes as a nedava. V'amai, yikrav iu gufi ola, and it's a product in ola. Elalav shvamina, gzer echa kapara to lefnei kapara, and therefore the Chatas has to be left to graze, is supposed to be brought as an ola. Amar Avina, Fanana Mitana. We also found this in the Mishnah in Tumura. Ashim Shemesu Bailev. If they have an Ashim Karban Ashim, and the owner died, Oshin Eschapar Bailev, or he already got Kapara through a replacement one, you're actually Stavi Machavid Bedam Dafa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yomas. Rabbi Eliezer says it's got to die. Right? He says that an Ashim is like a Chatas. And wherever a Chatas would be left to die, an Ashim also has to die. Rabbi Yeshua, right, that's Rashi there. But let's Islay Ashim Khatas, the Khodavar, Afsha Im Khatu, Shachtu, Shalol the Shmo Puzzle, Repair Kamad Zvachum, Khin Indian Shim Nichnas Dama Lechal, gonna be puzzle. Rabbi Yeshua says, Yavi b'damav ola. You come bring with its money ola. V'likuf ha'guf ola. Well, then, one second. But if you bring this ola, then just bring it as an ola. Why is it they have to get a mum? Elav gzir la'chich ha'para atu lufnei ka'para shema amina. So that was a lot of backing up over here. Tani namiyachi. We also have a brass who backs us up. We have mentioned before, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon says, that if you have a daily, you know, a carbon tamid that's left over, you don't go and redeem it. What do? You bring it as an ola. Remember, they're both olas, so you can bring it as an ola. And the Gemara brings a price, it says the same idea. Tanya, nami hachi, says Rashi, kedam el, that Moses, Rabbi Shimon, makisim, kisim, zveach, mahein mevien min amosros. What would they bring from the leftover stuff? Beep, turn the page. Yubeis, amabeis. Kates, or kayis, Kivnos Shuach Lemezbeach. This is, like we mentioned so far, Kates is known as dessert. Rashi says, Kisha Adam Shemevi Bikinuch Zeuda, Mine Mesika, Vulashin Kates, Kidusiv, Alechem Kates, Lechem Lenorim. Like a Halig Apostle in Shmuel. Dessert like white figs for the Mizbeach. In fact, Kimar Vaksiv, Kikol Saor, Vachol Devash, but it says, from any Saor, leavening, or fruit honey, Rashi's Chol Devash is Chomine Peris or Elon Bichlal. That's part of a grander pasuk of Vayikra. It says Kol Mincha Shetakuv LaShem Lo Seasecham. It's Kikol Sor Chol Devash Lo Sektiri Menu Isha LaShem. And now they bring these things up as a carbon. You can't let this stuff go up. This fruit kind of stuff over here, and this is also an iser of a fruit product and things like that. So I can basically say that white figs were brought up on the Mizbeach. Right, does that make sense? Tani Rav Chanina kibnos shuach la'adam. The Baisa means that they were brought as dessert, like white figs are dessert for people. Obviously, we're not bringing white figs onto the altar, but it's saying it's mizbeach is the dessert for the mizbeach. Just like peeps eat dessert, just like we do, so too the mizbeach can have some as well. Darish of Nachman bar Rav Chista ein mekitzin ba'ola sa'of. We don't bring the Ola Sa'of. If you have money that's designated to buy, you know, the extra stuff, it can be used to buy animals, but not to be brought birds. They didn't bring a case from birds. Rashi is saying, Lochem b'demei nedava, Ola Sa'of. Amarava, ha borcha. That is not true at all. Rashi says, Dover habadoi min aleiv, deminalacha. Where'd you get that from? Just remove from your heart. Not true. Of course you can bring an Ola Sa'of as well. What makes you think that din, that you're not allowed to use chickens, is not true? It is true. I said this din over. I'm the one who told him this din. Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda said you can't bring olsof. I'm the one who said it. So what do you? Rav Nachman Yitzchak is backing up that statement. He says when we shmei the Rav Shimi min Ardayim recently alei, and I told it to him in the name of Rav Shimi min Ardayim. The Amr Rav Shimi min Ardayim mosos lenidvas tzibor azli vein olas of b'tzibor. The mosos, the leftover stuff, or the soul doing the stuff as something, you know, for the ola, but it's the nidvas tzibor, and this over here, vein olasof, is with tzibor, right? Rashi says, "Lamdiva tzibor azla, kiderabana depligile derbileazer," and we say, "Vein is no olasof with tzibor." The Tanya b'Torah Kohana v'hikrif mina mosarim hayachid mevi of vein tzibor mevi of, and the tzibor doesn't bring it off. Therefore, it is taka true. Af Shmuel saver la hadar Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rashi, Hadar Rabbi Yochanan, meaning the Amar Le'el, Tamidim Shlohutzchu, Rabbi Shimon, the Lesley, Leiv Bezin Masne, Mekitzin Mehen, Nizam Mizbeach, Begufan, Vein Tzrichin Re'ia. Right, so that he says earlier that the Tamid that you don't need anymore, according to Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold the Leiv Bezin is Masne, they can give it to the Mizbeach as dessert, as they are, and they don't have to go into the Raj, he's talking to the Ganamum. Tam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Right, it was in Shmuel, Kabanas Tzibor, Sakin Moshachton Lemashahein. When we're talking about the Kabanas Tzibor, then the act of shechting with a knife directs them to be whatever they could be. Right, so the Tamidin that are at the end can be brought as an Ola in the next year. Tanya Nami Halki, Bryce supports this. Modu Rabbi Shimon B'Sayer, he's masking when it comes to a Sayer. Right, that she'im lo kar beregel yikar b'Rosh Chodesh. If it's not done on regel, yikar b'Rosh Chodesh. V'im lo kar b'Rosh Chodesh, yikar b'Yom Kippur. V'im lo kar af Yom Kippur, yikar b'regel. V'im lo kar b'regel, zeh yikar b'regel acher. Shemitchilaso lo ba elo l'chaper mizbeach chitzon. It originally only came to be mechaper for the outer mizbeach. So since all of these karbonos that we bring over here, they're bringing the same kapara, then the sari can be read for any one of these things, and that goes nicely with Shmuel, that he says an animal that's set up for one type of carbon can be brought for another type that's essentially the same one as the previous one. Zakt, the next part of the Mishnah, says Val Zadun Tumas Mikdash Gadash of Sarah Nasa Bifnim. Somebody does something amazing here. This is the next part of the Mishnah, which is this new type of section, and that is the Zadun Tumas Mikdash Vikadash of when you did it bemazed, then Sarah Nasa Bifnim Vyom Kippur Mechaprim. And then it goes on to say other things, okay, but that's what's going to be mechaper. How do we know this, that this inner chatas of Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper even for something which is done? B'mezid, the Tanur Rabbanon, v'chiper ala kodesh, mitumas b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk says in reference to sayer nasa b'fnim, that the sayer the sun inside, v'chiper ala kodesh, Itumas b'nei Yisrael, it will be a kapara on the Kodesh and the Tumas b'nei Yisrael. And we have two different types of things, a Pesha and a Chatas. Pshayim elu hamaradim. The Lashon of Pesha, let's say, v'chiper al Kodesh b'tumas b'nei Yisrael, the Pasuk goes on to say, v'chiper al Kodesh b'tumas b'nei Yisrael, umi pish ehem l'chol chatasam. Pesha is even things that are done in an act that was deliberate. V'cheinu Omer, and not only that, it also says, Melech Moav Pashabi, the king of Moav rebelled against me. V'Omer, Az Tifshe Levana Be'esahi, then Livna rebelled at that time. So indeed we see it's going to be Mechaper for that as well. Chatos Elu Ashkagos. Chatos, when it says, Napasuk Etzikmet Shogig, V'cheinu Omer, Nefesh Ki Sechete B'Shkagos. So when it does a chet B'Shogig. So we see that's referencing a shogeg. That's how we know straight up it's going to be mechaper for even something done b'mezid. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop with you. This is about to open up a whole can, which goes on to the next daf. So until then, I want to wish you all a great, great day.